Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a great day. Hey, I want to say thank you to all of the folks that came up and introduced themselves at the Touch a Truck yesterday. That was really cool to get to meet everyone. Today's show is a Teeth Across America episode from a Tough Mudder in Andover, New York. It is show 350.
Welcome to Andover, New York, ladies and gentlemen, Tough Mudder 2014. Exactly what she just said. Welcome to Mudder, Andover, New York, 2014, not Buffalo. Come on in. You need a waiver? Stop there. If you already have a waiver, keep on going. You got a waiver. I can see it from here. Way to be prepared. Way to be prepared.
For the rights of every man, I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
Sing it one more time.
All right, so I am at 2014 Andover, New York, Tough Mudder event, and I'm with Carol, and Carol's agreed to help me understand a little bit about Tough Mudder. So first of all, Carol, thank you for being on my show.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. So tell me about Tough Mudder. I mean, when did it start? How did it start? How many people are here today? That sort of thing.
Absolutely. Tough Mudder started in 2010. We had 3 events then, and this year we're having over 60 events worldwide.
60 events, wow. So 2010, where was the first one?
The first one was near Allentown in Pennsylvania.
Okay, now I read a story about how this was started by a couple gentlemen. They were college buddies or with a college, almost like a college project. Do you know about that?
They were friends from childhood, yes, and one of them, his name is Will Dean, was a student at Harvard Business School, and he had created the idea of Tough Mudder as part of a business plan competition at Harvard Business School.
So I have to say that most people don't think of Harvard business students as tough and muddy.
Maybe not all of them.
So it was part of a school project, and it was a contest, right? To see who would come up with the best business plan, right?
Yes, it was, and it got to the semifinals, but it didn't win because his professors thought that nobody would want to do something like this that wasn't a race, was just a personal challenge, but he decided to start it anyway.
And he didn't believe that people would actually pay $150 to be dunked in ice and slide through fire and electrocuted or whatever that is.
Exactly.
So you had 3 events the first year, and I understand there was a little trouble with the first in Pennsylvania. They built, what do you call the big tall wall?
Which one? There are a couple. There are actually a few different walls.
The one that is very slippery and there's people at the top to kind of help you up.
Everest, you might be thinking of, it's like a quarter pipe.
That's it. Yeah. And the first quarter pipe was what, 5 feet high because the construction crew misunderstood the directions or something?
That might be. I wasn't there at the first event, but I know that there's been a big learning curve since then.
And how tall is Everest supposed to be?
Not sure? Yeah, I would have to check on that. I'm not on that team.
That's okay.
I believe it's about 12 feet high, but I can't confirm that.
Looks pretty tall to me. I may go measure it. How many people do you guys expect here?
We expect, I believe, 8,000 or 9,000 people over the course of the weekend on site.
8,000 or 9,000 people. And are we really in Andover or are we in Wellsville? Where are we? I mean, there's a little town. It looks like tiny, with few stores, a lot of closed businesses. So I'm thinking the population of the town might be only 1,000.
The address is in Andover, but we do see a big influx of people who come. Certainly it's not just the citizens of Andover, though we have quite a contingent here from the local crew, but we have lots of visitors coming in as well.
I mean, there's highway patrol everywhere. And it's, what, a mile or two from the road? It's like a big driveway to the parking lot, which is in a farmer's field, right?
Yep, I'm not on the operations team, so I can't speak exactly to the exact operations, but we've definitely been working with the local authorities to make sure that everything is set.
So you mean there's a nicer parking lot somewhere that I didn't know about?
I don't know about that. You have to check with the operations team.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate it. This is really cool. You guys, I noticed that the sign over there, it shows all of the different events, which I'll get a picture and put on the website. But I noticed that it looks like you're able to do two at a time. So every weekend, there are two different Tough Mudders going on somewhere. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Some weekends, we have multiple events.
Do you have more than two at a time?
Sometimes, yep.
Really? Because you have all these tents and everything, you have to have three or four sets of this.
Yes, we do.
And three or four of you, people like you, that everyone.
People like me.
No, I mean that know everything and can help out.
I can't say I know everything, but there's certainly people here who know much more than I do.
And is this a full-time job?
Yes.
Wow. Year-round, this is what you do?
Yes.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, the volunteers, you get a different group of volunteers every year, I assume, in every event. And do they do the volunteering in exchange for you can go and do the course when we're at the end of the day?
Yep, volunteers get a discount if they would like to participate as well.
Just a discount?
It's a steep discount. So if you volunteer for a full day, you can run for $20. And if you volunteer for a half day, you can run for $40.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And so you have people that come from all over. I noticed the directions from Buffalo and from Scranton and from, I don't know, how many miles around would an event draw from?
People come from all over. We see people coming from other states even for our events.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, well, I know you're very, very busy. I do appreciate your time, and I'm going to go see. Here's the thing. I don't look very scary, right?
No, not to me.
And I don't look very tough, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen you geared up yet.
No, you can be honest. Do I look tough?
Again, would have to see you in action to know.
She's so politically correct. Well, I can tell you I don't look tough. But I'm going to walk up to some very tough-looking people who have just done this and tell them I'm a dentist, and guess what? They'll be afraid of me.
That is true.
All right. Well, thanks so much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. So we're at the 2014 Tough Mudder event in Andover, New York, and I'm talking to a few guys who are just getting ready to go out. What are your names, please?
Our team name is GI Mudders.
GI Mudders. Does that mean you guys are a former military?
No, we are not. We got some that do serve in the fire department and Monroe County Sheriff's and just a bunch of avid health freaks.
Average health. I don't think... I have to take a picture. He doesn't look average. This guy's got a 9-pack. Doesn't he?
I got to return him at 5 o'clock.
I don't think so. Okay, so what are your names?
My name is Ray.
Ray?
John.
Ray, John, and?
Greg.
And?
Sergio.
Ray, John, Greg, and Sergio. Okay. Okay, so is this your guys' first time?
Some yes, some no.
Second time.
First time.
Second time.
Okay, first, second, and third. Okay, so now you get different color headbands for the different times, right? What color? Is it green for two?
Yeah.
Yeah, and three is blue, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, and you?
I am a green.
You're a green. Okay, and after today, you'll be blue.
Oh, no, today I'll be green. After today, I'll be green. This is my second time.
Oh, okay, after today, you'll be green. All right, so you guys consider yourselves pretty tough?
No.
No? No, I'm pretty average person. Yeah.
We are a bunch of
Sergio?
Average, definitely average.
Average guy. Wife and kids, house, the whole thing, so.
So what made you come out then?
You know, just see if I could do it. And I got through it the first time. I knew I could do it, and looking forward to the second time.
Back now, what was your least favorite part? Was it the electrocution thing?
Definitely the electric shock. It's like being punched in the back of the head, and then you do a little convulsion there. So
yeah. I've heard you get punched in other places, too. It just depends on how you run through. There
it's
can be
okay,
some...
I'm used to being punched in the head, and no problem.
Okay, and what was your favorite?
My favorite part is just the camaraderie with all my close friends and family, our spectators that come and support us, and it's for a great cause.
That's right, because some of the money goes to Wounded Warrior Project, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, you're dressed. You have a bow tie, an orange bow tie, and orange suspenders, and orange socks. We really have to take this picture.
Work,
okay, we're going to get a picture.
Tough Mudder Chippendale.
Is that what it is? Well, no.
I told him I love his moves, you know?
Not. I can't show everybody because then everybody's going to copy it. And then
you're going to get jealous.
Yeah, I'll have to patent it.
It's John, right?
It's just Ray.
Ray. Okay, so Ray, I think you might want to go after him, because if you go first, he might run into you.
He'll run me over.
I'm not going to run him over. I'm like Chris Farley to his Patrick Swayze.
Okay, so you look pretty tough to me.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Are you afraid of the dentist?
Should I be?
Are you?
We got a dental hygienist as a team member, so we're covered.
Seriously, cool. No. When you go to the dentist, is it something you avoid?
No, that's average day.
Cool. That's really good. You know, I'll tell you why. The biggest, strongest guys I meet seem to be afraid of the dentist.
Then I guess I'm a pansy again.
Hence the bow tie.
Hence the bow tie,
right?
What's that?
Novocaine every time.
That's right. So where's your hygienist teammate?
She's somewhere in the fetal position in the corner. It's her first time.
So you're forcing her?
No, she's somewhere wandering around. We got a group of 12 people.
Oh, wow, 12 people. And then some spectators.
And we got our awesome spectators. And our photographer.
Oh, she's brought the camera. Good. That's good. And then the young guys, little guys, they're going to do it when they grow up?
His children, his spouse.
Okay, cool. And where are you guys from? One last thing. I want to find out. Where'd you come from?
Rochester, New York.
All of you?
All from Rochester, New York. Yeah.
Okay.
New York, Rochester, New York.
How long was the drive?
About 2 hours.
2 hours to be abused for 4 hours.
2 hours with our driver. He was a little shaky.
Was that you?
Oh, no. I was in the driver.
Who's driving? Who's driving?
He's that way.
Oh, okay. He's with the other 12. So drove 2 hours. And where'd you guys do the last one?
You did
this your second?
Over. We did it here last year.
Yeah, we did it here last year.
They were here last year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sunday. It was a lot less crowded and everything like that. And so we decided to do a Saturday this year. A lot more people.
I was going to say, they're expecting 8,000 or 9,000 people.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably about 3,000 or three times more people here than there was last year. So
you recommend it to somebody that's never done it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to test yourself out and see what you're made of, you know, because you're going to find out one way or the other.
What if you find out you're made of Jell-O or something?
Then you try harder the next year.
Okay. All right, guys. Hey, thanks so much. You guys have a great run. What time do you go off?
We're supposed to be at 11, but we're always late.
Yeah, we're hitting the 12 o'clock run.
Okay. All right. Sounds good, guys. Take care now.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko. Let's go.
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, face.
All right, so I came upon contestant number 2940, and what's your name?
Jake.
Jake, and they make you put the number on your body and one leg and one arm, right?
Correct.
Why is that?
In case this rips off, I'm guessing, then you got it on your body. And if this washes off, then you got it on your wrist.
Okay. So it's not to, like, identify you at the morgue?
Oh, that too. I mean, we sign waivers, so it's okay.
Okay. Now, I see you're wearing a Go camera.
Yep, this is true.
Are you broadcasting live, or is this going to be something you'll put on Facebook later when you're done?
Probably like YouTube later after I'm done recording.
So if it gets, you're going to have to keep looking up there to make sure it doesn't get covered with mud or there won't be recording.
That's what I'm hoping. It won't get covered. I'll wash it off.
Now, how far did you drive to get here today?
I'm from Holland, New York, so about an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, why the fake mustache?
Because our team name is Fu Manchu. So he's got a Fu Manchu. I got a Fu Manchu.
And he's the only one without the real one. I get it. What's your name?
I'm Matt.
Hey, Matt. And what's your name?
Court.
Court, like, yep. Like I've been to court?
Exactly.
Is there a reason you got that name?
Probably, yeah, I've been at court a lot, you know.
Is your dad and mom in trouble or something? Okay, so have you guys done this before?
No.
No, first timers?
First time.
Okay, first time. So where do they store the first timers at the end? Is there like a truck? Where is there a room?
I think they got a roll of caskets at the finish line.
Okay, well, have fun.
Thanks.
And if I see you afterwards, we'll find out if you're still smiling, okay?
All right, thank you, sir.
So I was able to find the hygienist. What's your guys' team name?
GI Mutters.
GI Mutters, okay. And you're a dental hygienist, right?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
You know why I'm asking?
I have no idea, because I'm afraid to get my teeth knocked out. Is that what you're asking?
No, because I'm a dentist.
Are you?
And the show's called Dentally Speaking.
Oh, nice.
So if you give me a card or an email, I'll make sure you can listen to this someday, okay?
Oh, my. Okay, yeah. Absolutely. Okay.
Tell me this. How long have you been doing this?
How long have I been doing what?
Hygiene.
Hygiene. I've been doing hygiene for 4 years now.
4 years. Okay. Do you find that some of the biggest, strongest guys that sit in your chair are the biggest babes?
Yeah.
See, she interrupted me. They're the biggest wimps, aren't they?
I knew exactly where that was going.
And they don't teach us that in school, do they?
No. I mean, you learn it in school really quickly when you start working on them.
I was talking to, four of your members, and they claim that they're not really afraid of the dentist, but I don't believe them.
I don't know. It depends. It depends on which ones we're talking about. I don't know about any of these. I know one that's already told me that she's got deep pockets, and I don't mean like...
Yeah, like money. She doesn't mean money, right?
No, not like that.
I mean, she can't afford to get her gum disease fixed.
No.
So you have your hair dyed orange. That's because Tough Mudder's color is orange?
Yep.
You don't do that in the dental office, do you?
I mean, I could. My dentist is really awesome.
Really?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Okay. Well, do you want to mention the name?
Yeah, sure. Dr. Glenn Spinelli.
And where?
Brighton, New York.
Brighton, B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N?
Yep, you got it.
Guess what? My first dental office was on Brighton Road, B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Come on.
Yeah.
Where, though?
21 West Brighton Road in Columbus, Ohio.
In Columbus, Ohio.
Anyway, I just thought that was cool. Now, I see you guys are all not wearing mouth guards. Why is that?
Well, because I'm afraid I'm just going to lose it or end up spitting it out.
Really? What if you had a custom-made one?
I have a custom-made one.
In your pocket?
Nope. Mm-mm.
But you were afraid that you would really...
I figured it was just going to end up gone anyway.
Okay, okay. Because actually, you know, we see these injuries, and like even kids on the playground ought to be wearing them, huh?
I don't know about the playground.
What was that, where they hit their teeth on the monkey bars and stuff?
But you can't walk around wearing a mouth guard your entire life.
Oh, I know, I know. But anyway, tell me this. You've only been doing it for 4 years. You may not have figured this out yet, but when somebody has a chipped front tooth, and we see it all the time where like a corner's missing, it's been fixed maybe several years ago, but whenever it was, they seem to all be about the same age that they got injured. When was that?
Age 8, maybe a little bit earlier.
You know what I find? Age 9, like 8.5 to 9.5.
So I answered correctly?
You're very close. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, so you, any adult sits in your chair and they've got a chip on number 8 or 9, you ask them, don't even ask them, say, I bet you did that when you were 9, and they're going to say, how'd you know that? You're
well,
going to be...
I don't know what, I usually ask people, I say, when did that happen and how did that happen? So that's my, that's why I was around about.
Okay. Yeah, so you're already learning, but the next time you can act like you're clairvoyant or something.
No, I'm pretty smart.
Okay. I forgot your name already.
Crystal.
I didn't ask you, did I?
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry, Crystal. Okay. Okay, Crystal, well, you have a great run, and take good care of your teeth, and one of your teammates has an issue today. If something happens to a tooth, do you know what their plan is?
You know what? Probably go see my dentist.
Tomorrow, will he come in on a Sunday?
No, probably not. No, he would.
I was going to say, because I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've been down every holiday, every Sunday, every weekend.
He does.
Okay, good. Okay.
Actually, as a matter of fact, we're driving past his cottage on the way home, so we'll, you know, if we need to... We need a quick fix.
Okay. Hopefully he brought some Novocaine with him, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet he didn't.
Probably not Novocaine. Probably not Novocaine.
What would he use?
I don't know. Probably lidocaine.
Cetacaine. Acetanus, right. There's lidocaine, xylocaine, articaine, etidocaine, septocaine.
Yeah, I don't think they use the esters anymore.
See, Novocaine is just the name of the class of drugs.
Right.
There is no such drug. Did you know that?
I did know that, as a matter
of... Okay, thanks.
I said no Novocaine. Well, technically it is, but...
Okay, well, have fun, and your bodybuilding friend, what's her name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly, so does she go to the... Can I talk to Kimberly?
Yeah, you sure can.
Hey, Kimberly. Kimberly, come
Kimberly,
here for a sec.
You're up.
So you're a professional bodybuilder?
No.
You're an amateur bodybuilder?
Yeah, I compete in fitness competition.
Did you come to Columbus for the Arnold?
No.
Have you ever been?
No. This year I think I might go.
Okay, because that's where we're from, Columbus. The show is on in Columbus.
Okay.
And I actually went and covered the event about 2 years ago. It's really cool. It's all over the city.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's like this on steroids. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at Vets Memorial. It's at the convention center. It's at every venue you can imagine. They'll have an event that has to do with the Arnold.
Yeah. Are you guys always here?
No. I've just covered a couple events. I just think it's cool to come out. And
this is awesome. You see, like, every walk of life, people, and people that train, people that don't train. It's so fun. Right. Everybody comes together. And
I thought about doing it once, but I've heard from my son-in-law and daughter about some of the things that you run into out there, like the Arctic Rush, which is ice, and like the electroshock therapy, and now they have a new one where you slide through a ring of fire.
Yeah.
Have you done that yet?
Not yet. Will today.
Okay.
Sign me up. Round two.
So, well, hey, thanks very much. Okay, take care.
Have a good one. Thank you.
All right, it's time to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, but before we do, please listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, as a dentist of 34 years, I've noticed that children of a certain age seem to be more prone to front tooth injuries. What is that age? Is it A, 7, B, 8, C, 9. All right, the winner receives free flowers from Weisdenver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the number to call is 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold.
All right, we're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line, Jay, Wade, Cheryl, and Amy. And I rolled the dice during the break, and I came in with a number one. Actually, what we do is the lowest number out of the ones. Anyway, that would be Jay. Hey, Jay, are you there?
Jay? Yes, I'm here.
Great, great. All right, so, hey, question. What age is it that I've discovered that people are more prone to tooth injuries? Is it 7, 8, or 9?
8.
8?
Oh. Half to 9.5, and I'd say 8.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Jay, that's incorrect. It's actually 9. Let's go to the next caller. Wade, are you there? Wade? Did we lose Wade?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Wade, do you have the answer to today's question of the day?
I believe the answer is age 9.
That is it. Very good. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. And, hey, please stay on the line because we want to get your information so you can get those free flowers from Weisdenver Florist, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so I just came upon three guys that look pretty tough that just finished the Tough Mudder. In fact, you now have a green one, which means you've done it twice now.
4-6.
4-6.
Fourth one.
Fourth
time
one.
Mutters.
Wow. Four times?
I'm one behind. I'm three.
Three. And?
Four for sure.
Okay, give me your names, please. Oh. I'm sorry, he's got his mouth full. We'll go the other way.
Alex Naka.
Alex?
Dave Serenas.
Dave?
Art Bandelay.
And Art. Alex, Dave, and Art. Okay. So, where are you guys from? Like, how far did you drive today?
Rochester.
An hour 45 minutes. Rochester.
Okay. Yep, Rochester.
You all came together. Okay, you have a name for your team?
Yeah. Taylor Gang.
Taylor Gang.
Taylor Gang.
Taylor Gang it is.
T-G-O-D.
Okay. Okay. And do you guys lose weights together? Because it looks like you've been at the gym a little bit.
We just drink lots of beers. We're going to go get drunk right now and celebrate.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even work out.
Yeah, no. That's right. No. Yeah. Okay, so you consider yourself pretty tough. You look tough.
Absolutely.
Okay, let me ask you a quick question. Are you afraid of the dentist?
No.
Good. Good. So you don't mind that. Okay. You'd be amazed how many strong guys, big tough guys, are just babies in the dental chair.
When I go to the dentist, my smile is perfect, so they like seeing me because they don't have to do anything.
You're right about that, because they're probably so used to seeing all kinds of rotten teeth.
They say, like, I love your teeth.
It's nice to see healthy.
I love your teeth and they're clean. So we're all good.
So you coming back tomorrow to do it again?
No.
No.
No. I'm okay. A big guy. I'm not a skinny guy, so I don't like to do these things more than once a year.
Yeah.
But I do it well, and then I'm good for the year.
So you guys did it fast. You just didn't, like, you did.
Two hours,
10 minutes.
So you were the guys I saw just popping up on Everest, just like a spring in your feet?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. What about the fire? That's new this year, right?
That was awesome. That was good. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Okay, good.
Stuff.
That's right. So when I edit that out, we'll have the stuff in there. And I haven't seen that up close. Do you go through a slide? How hot is it? Let's put it that way.
It's not too hot, man.
You go through it
pretty quick, so you just get a little burn. Okay. As soon as your legs. So just how about that?
Okay. So you don't have to worry about heading waxing your body hair. It just burns off.
No, yeah, it burns off. You're good.
Beard.
Yeah.
Okay. His beard, so you're good.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks so much. Have a great day. Okay.
You too. Thanks.
All right, so I am at the end of the Tough Mudder event, and we're by what they call the rinsing station, where people come and they have these little portable showers, kind of outdoor things with a garden hose, and they can shower off. Hey, is this water warm or cold?
It's perfect right now in this heat.
So cold is good right now?
Cold is good.
Okay. So you probably have mud in places you didn't know you could get mud, right?
That is true.
I mean, I think I see some up your nose.
I'm going to have some trouble cleaning it all out later, that's for sure.
Feels good to be clean.
Does it feel good to be clean?
Feels great to be clean.
All right. And then, when they leave, there's this station where they can donate their shoes, because some people, they're just so darn muddy, they don't want to even try to get them clean. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Maggie Payne.
Maggie, and tell me about this charity.
We're working with Allegheny Arc to raise funds for our Arc Ardens Garden and Witkowski Land Development Project.
What's that going to be?
We're working to make a multi-use recreational center. It's here with the gardens, fishing ponds, the sports.
So this is right here in Andover?
Pavilion. Yep, this is on the Andover Road at our PWI building.
And what is PWI? Is that a...
It's affiliated with Allegheny Arc.
Okay, so basically when Tough Mudder comes to town, they pick a charity that they will work with?
Yes, yep.
Now, when they bring you your shoes, they can't be muddy, right?
We would take the muddy. We'll take any kind of shoes we can get, but people are usually very kind and they wash them off for us. From what I've heard, the shoes go to a good use. They get cleaned
up. I think they send them to developing nations where they don't have shoes?
Yep, that's my understanding. So.
I was watching the news about 2 weeks ago, and there was a gentleman, he's now a U.S. citizen, but when he lived in Honduras, he didn't have a pair of shoes until he was 9.
Oh, that's sad.
Can you imagine 9?
No, yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah, so... How much money do you think you might raise?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and I hope you raise a lot of money.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Okay, so I came out on the course, the Tough Mudder course, and I'm at the, I don't know, it's this new one. It's Ring of Fire or something. And what it is it's a slide. There's like a water slide, three of them side by side. But at the bottom, there's this flame, big flame. I mean, rising about 3 feet, billowing out from at the end of the slide. And then they land into this big pool of muddy water. In fact, they just go flying off this thing. I don't know if they get if they feel the heat or not.
3, 2, 1, go, everybody. Go, 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 nice, go. Get in there. Go, go, go.
And then after they finish this, the last obstacle is, they call it electroshock therapy. And there's a bunch of wires that are hanging from this grid, and it's really sloppy and muddy underneath, and people have to run through. My understanding is not all of the wires are electrified, but you don't know which ones are. And I guess what happens is people run as fast as they can and hope they don't get, shocked on the lip or shocked on the ear or shocked somewhere else, someplace private even. Here comes another group. Oh, she fell down. She grabbed the wire. Oh, my goodness. And she's screaming. Oh, and they've got hay bales, so they're like obstacles, too. You can't just run through. See, the one I went to previous, it was just running through the muck. Now they've got obstacles in there. You got to go around, over, and through hay bales.
Look at them.
Here we go.
Video in the whole thing. Nicely done. Good finish.
There's a girl going through real slow, trying to avoid all the wires.
3, 2, 1, go. Na, 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 na. Oh, no. 2 out of 3, ain't bad.
So here's some guys who just came out. How was the electric shock?
I missed me. I'm good.
How was the electric shock?
It sucked.
How was the electric shock?
Awesome.
Was it?
It was awesome. That was great.
All right, that was quite an event. It's a lot of fun, and we enjoy going to events like this and bringing them to you. And again, that was a Tough Mudder event. Down the road, we'll be doing one at what's called a zombie mud run, which is kind of a take on the same thing, except this time with zombies chasing you. And next week, our show will be another Teeth Across America episode, this time from Geneva on the Lake, Ohio. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to join me every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1.
urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.